you. I guess it's from a book for me, but I say you.
And sheep have on their backs.
Wool.
And male hog is called.
Boar.
And what about other kinds of hogs? Like the one when it's first born, it's a...
Let's see. In a way, I'm more familiar, in a sense, with the local French word, cochon du lait, for a newborn pig, mm-hmm. a milk pig, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. That's used often enough in English. People are always having cochon du lait festivals, for mm-hmm. example, in South Louisiana, mm-hmm. where they roast young pigs. Let me think. Somewhere along the line, it becomes a shote,
mm-hmm.
bigger than a pig.
How about a female?
Female young?
Either young or older.
Sow.
Which is that, older or
young? Sow is a breeding female.
How about an unbred female?
Is that what's called a farrow?
I'm not sure.
I'm not really up on this.
Do you know the term kilt?
I've seen it, but I don't. I wouldn't have known exactly what it meant.
What about a castrated male hog?
Well, that's a hog, properly speaking. And, you know, sometimes I've heard barrow, I believe.
Okay. What about an uncastrated male hog?
Well, that's a boar.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. And what do they have on their backs?
Bristles.
And the big teeth are?
I know that. Wait a minute.
An elephant has them, too.
Yes. Okay. Boar tusks.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you'd put the hog's food in is a...
trough.
And if you had several, there would be...
troughs, I think.
Okay.
Incidentally, 3 years ago in Normandy, I came across a road sign. It's like deer crossing, it said mm-hmm. wild boar crossing. Be mm-hmm. careful.
I was just about to ask you what you called a wild one, so that's the answer to that. If you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you would do to him?
Well, I know the term geld, but that's from horses more than...
Mm-hmm. Anything for a pig?
I don't have a special word.
Okay. Anything different for a calf or a cat?
Well, when you're talking about domestic animals, you say fix.
That may be Clive Hardy.
Hello? Hello? George Reinecke speaking. Hello? George Reinecke speaking. Yes, Clive. Oh, are you back? Let me just turn you over to her. She's right here in my office.
Hello, Miss. The dentist didn't do anything terrible to you. He was probably running behind, as most dentists are. In their appointments. I wonder if, this has just occurred to me, if you might be available tomorrow morning and perhaps I could finish with Miss this afternoon. How would that be for you? Are you free for the rest of the afternoon? If it wouldn't wear you out too thoroughly.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, what time are you usually there? Any time, because I've got another appointment in the afternoon. 8:30, I can probably make it, or close thereafter, between 8:30 and 9. Okay. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And we'll finish up as quickly as possible. Okay, let's see. We were just
I hope you found Madeline's particular phonetic system interesting.
I
had two reasons, in a sense.
Where is she from?
She's entirely local.
She is local. I wasn't quite sure whether it was another part.
She grew up less than 8 blocks from where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the racial mm-hmm. difference in the whole phonetic system there that's worth looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not at all what you might call typical black, is
mm-hmm.
it?
No.
She's singularly different.
Mm-hmm.
She's teaching in the elite school for public schools mm-hmm. now, the Ben Franklin College Preparatory.
Mm-hmm.
High school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's really up to it, to tell you the truth.